Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Come on, I think we're all doing it. We're walking through the house. We look at the art on the wall. We look at the art over here on the table. And it's like, man, I need to shed this old skin. I need something fresh inside this place where I come in to have dinner with my family. I need something new so that when I'm watching television, I can kind of just take my eyes and stare at the art. I need art. I need something that is uniquely me that I'm not going to pick up at one of those big box stores. I need to really elevate my experience with art. Now, let me tell you about highendpottery.com, highendpottery.com. I've been inside their art studio. I know what unique is because they specialize in one-of-a-kind, unique art. Nobody else is going to have what you're going to get. highendpottery.com. Hey, during these times where things are changing so much, change out the art. HighEndPottery.com. Hey, it's Arrow, and this is Played Forward, a look at the unexpected changes endured by the entertainers, writers, camera people, and all others affected, but not infected by the global invasion of the coronavirus. These are real people, real stories, the struggle to play it forward. Episode number 124 with rocker Damon Johnson. Damon, man, he's a triple threat. Guitarist, singer, songwriter. Since his early days fronting Brother Kane and scoring number one singles on rock radio in the 1990s. With that band, he honed his craft with relentless touring with Van Halen, Aerosmith, and Robert Plant. He's co-written songs for Stevie Nicks, Carlos Santana, Steven Tyler, and even Sammy Hagar. Plus, let's not forget about his stint with John Waite and Alice Cooper. Big career, active life, extremely creative, which he's put to work for him during these COVID days. Although he and his band had laid down three songs before the shutdown, the last 7 months have been keeping in touch with fans and followers with newer songs and streaming live performances. He's not letting a pandemic get in the way of making music and history. We are Unplugged and Totally Uncut with Damon Johnson.
Good to hear from you, man. I apologize for a little confusion because Jody was... Sometimes it's me calling or sometimes it's the person calling me.
And, right.
Hey, listen, it's a pandemic. We ain't going nowhere, so we'll figure it out.
Yeah, but look at what you've done with this pandemic is that you have given us music that is really going to lift us up because Rolling Stone magazine said that we were headed into a rock movement and here you come with Battle Lessons.
Well, brother, I appreciate you saying that, and that's precisely how I feel about it. I feel like, you know, I don't ever want to be guilty of being one of those people that just stands around and complains about the state of the music business, that there's not, you know, there's not new music like I want to hear. And essentially, man, I just write and record these songs for myself. It's literally a guilty pleasure. And, you know, there's a handful of bands out there making stuff that inspires me and that I love. It's, you know, it's never going to be 1979 ever again. You know, there's never going to be that magic era of hard rock bands, you know, that we all experienced when we were in high school and then of course MTV coming after that. So but listen, Arrow, I got no problem being very audacious and just saying, hey, Damon Johnson and the Get Ready are here to save rock music. Well, we are the saviors of new rock in 2020, brother.
Not only that, but you also, you've mastered the art of creating the song hook. I mean, this right here is very anthem-esque.
Wow, man. I felt a little of that, you know, when my buddy Jim and I wrote the song, I just made a little demo on my laptop, as you do. And it was very similar to what you have now. You know, I had the drums and the big guitars, and I just love the concept of the idea of battle lessons, you know, experiences we have. You make decisions, you go, you know, your decisions in life, you do good things, you do bad things, you fall short. The goal is to learn from it and take it into the next step in your life. And certainly it's been that way for me in the music career. So I just think there's something in that lyric for everybody to relate to. I was relating it to my experiences in my career. Someone could relate it to their own relationship or, you know, anything really. Battle lessons. We've all learned a lot. There's a lot more to come. So why not kind of ponder that in a song lyric that's loaded with fat guitars and some, you know, some tempo, brother. There is tempo in that song.
Oh yeah, we're going to be sending you our speeding tickets because of this song. All right.
That's the best line I've heard all week, and I've heard a lot of lines this week. Let me tell you, man, Jody and my publicist, they have got me talking this week, and I couldn't be happier to talk to you, man.
So now when you do talk about battle lessons and things like that, because right away when I first heard the song, I was thinking, you know, all these people want to return to what they once had. And it's like, why? We've got these battle lessons right now. We're smarter, we're wiser, and we have a theme song for our past 8 months.
Bro, come on. It's like, yes, you cannot say it better than that, man. You know, the pandemic has obviously flipped everyone's world upside down, and none more so than the music business. We had started making this record back in February with the goal to have it completely packaged and finished and literally out today. You know, we were kind of looking at the end of September, man, no problem. We can get that done. Well, we got three songs finished, and then, you know, the city of Nashville issued the shelter in place regulations, and, you know, we just, everyone had to stop. And look, man, I'm on the side of the doctors in science. I want to make good decisions and keep my family healthy, keep my friends healthy, keep my community healthy. So, you know, we got no problem following orders or, you know, the guidelines, but it just shut everything down musically. And like so many other artists, we had grand plans for 2020 Arrow. So we pivoted and we realized, man, we just got to make the best of what we got. What else can we do to continue to make music and maybe find a way to get the record finished one way or another? So it really wasn't until June that we were able to get back into the studio and do three more songs. So we're just over 2/3 of the way finished with this thing. And if I have my way about it, we can get it out in physical form by the end of the year. But man, I just couldn't wait around anymore. I'm sitting on these great songs. It's like, look, let's just put out singles for a little while. You know, that's kind of how the business has shifted anyway. Let's put out singles. We'll give each song some attention leading up to whenever we get the full length finished. I don't know when that's going to be specifically, but I'm certainly grateful to my fan base, Arrow, that, you know, they've pre-ordered the vinyl, they've pre-ordered the CD. They know I'm good for it. They know, they see me working hard. That's the other beauty of social media, man. People can see you working and doing everything you can to, make music for myself, make music for my audience. And I feel like it's righteous work, brother. I feel like it helps us all maintain our sanity a little bit.
But you know what, though? You talked about those 1970s rock bands and stuff like that were basically heroes. But look at what you're doing when you've got, with your performance in Nashville, online streaming. You could not ask for a better way to be in touch with your fans than to do exactly what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And there's no question that the stream that we're doing this Friday is almost like a dream. You know, if I'm a fan of rock music and I saw that Damon Johnson and his band were going to do a tribute to Thin Lizzy, and they were going to have Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest playing with them. Hey, man, I'd pay $100 for that ticket. There's no way I would miss that. I cannot overstate how thrilled and honored I am and my band is to have Richie joining us. It is so fortuitous that Richie moved to Nashville late last year. And we've been friends for over a decade. Besides being honestly one of my favorite guitarists on the planet. I mean, that guy deserves every ounce of the guitar hero status that he has accomplished and the place where he holds and kind of guitar world. He's incredible. But he more than that, man, he's an incredible person, just a great human being. And you're going to see a bunch of dudes on a real stage with Marshall stacks and a few lights on a real stage laughing and having a great time. I can't wait. I cannot wait, Arrow. And it's not to be missed, man. It is not to be missed. I know at some point we were going to mention, you know, people can get the tickets online. It's a great platform we're using called Veeps. V as in Victor, EEPS, Veeps. All they got to do is go to damonjohnson.veeps.com. They can get tickets to the live stream. The most fantastic thing about Veeps is that they give the ticket holder the flexibility of 48 hours to watch the show whenever they want.
Man.
So if you can't watch it at 7 p.m. Central Time as it's happening, not a problem. You can watch it later tomorrow night. You can watch it first thing Saturday morning. You can watch it Sunday. I love that. I know my audience has enjoyed that, you know, with the couple streams that we've done prior. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
Seriously, before even COVID, did we have a tool like this? I don't think we did we?
No, I don't think so. And I do think this is one of the things that will continue in one form or another when we get past COVID. Because look, man, I got a handful of fans in Australia. I got two or three fans in Japan. Man, we may never be able to get over there and play in person.
Right.
But you know what? We can set up down at SIR Rehearsal Studios like we're gonna tomorrow. And, you know, thank God they have good internet there. And we can tee it up, light it up, mic it up, and we can play some music and reach those people. Just, I mean, how special it's going to be to celebrate a band that means so much to, you know, my band, the Get Ready, means a lot to Richie. I don't know if you know this, Arrow, but it is the 50th anniversary of Thin Lizzy. 50 years ago, Phil Lynott and Brian Downey started a band together. So it's just all kind of a nice little happenstance that all these things lined up. And the cherry on top for me is that we're also going to perform our new song, Battle Lessons, with Richie accompanying us on guitar. It's going to be insane. I can't wait, man. I'm so thrilled.
And what's really interesting about that performance tomorrow night right there in Nashville as people stream is that's one of those once-in-a-lifetime moments that people need to experience, because it's not going to be every day that Richie's going to be with the band.
Yeah, you know, and it's almost the reason why I hesitated to ask him in the first place, because look, it's a lot of work to prepare those songs. He loves Thin Lizzy as much as I do, always has. And, you know, on paper, you know the songs, you're familiar with the arrangements, but it's a whole other thing to put in the time and sit there and prepare and work out all these parts. And it is not to be underestimated, the musical prowess of Thin Lizzy. And, you know, but I would have never, I wouldn't even attempted to undertake something like this, you know, without players the caliber of Jared Pope on the drums, Robbie Harrington on bass, Richie Faulkner standing to my right.
Oh my God.
It's going to be killer.
So now, how do you prepare for a stream like this? Is it like prepping for a tour?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm really proud of the fact that the guys and I had already done a few streams just to kind of get our head around what it feels like, get our head around the technical component of it. It's not really complicated, but I know in the beginning we were a little anxious about it because we're like, well, what if something goes wrong? What if the internet goes out? What if, you know, it's just wacky, Arrow. You know, when you've been accustomed to, you know, your whole career, you drive to a town, you set up your gear, you play the show, you say thank you afterwards, and you pack it up and load it up and go somewhere else, and you keep playing. You know, no one is in road shape, as we say. You know, when you're on tour, man, you're playing these songs over and over, and you get them tight and you get them better. Unfortunately, we don't have that luxury. So I think there's a little anxiety with that as well, especially when you're attempting to play a handful of revered songs like the Thin Lizzy catalog. So all you can really do to prepare, man, is put in some time at home in the woodshed, getting ready. You know, we did have a fantastic rehearsal on Saturday, and I mean, I never had a doubt the guys would crush it, but they definitely crushed it. And honestly, man, it just made me realize that, you know, thank God I have them with me doing it, because it's a tall order. And I'm not going to kid you, I've had to step up my game as well, you know, because I've been playing most of these songs with Thin Lizzy since 2011. But to sing them and play them simultaneously, how do I say this with some humility, Arrow? I'm a lot more talented than I thought I was, man, to pull that off.
Does it feel like a moment where they have passed the torch forward in the way that, you know, that there's going to be some millennials and there's going to be some Generation Z people that are listening that are going to be hearing those songs for the very first time?
I haven't thought about that, and I think you're exactly right. You know, again, man, a lot of credit to Richie. He's got a pretty big fan base, and I know there are definitely some of the youngsters that, you know, they hail him as the guitar hero that he is. And maybe they're not as familiar with the Thin Lizzy stuff as the rest of us are. So it'll be really cool for them to hear that music for the first time. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to think that, you know, we're going to mix this, man, to where we want the guitars in people's faces. As great as, you know, Phil Lynott was the quintessential star. He was the, in essence, he is Thin Lizzy. He wrote those songs. He sang those songs. And as unparalleled in some ways as his songwriting and singing is, you know, that harmony guitar thing is its own kind of historical real estate. You know what I mean, Arrow?
I do.
Those harmony guitars, it's like, you know, for me as a kid, it was interesting when you realized that I was listening to several bands that had a two guitar sound, you know. At the same time as I was listening to Aerosmith, it's Thin Lizzy. I also loved Aerosmith. I loved the Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know, they had three guitars in that case, but I've just always been a fan of, you know, great parts played by a couple of great players in the same band. So, you know, maybe there will be some kids watching, man, and they can get a little education on Friday night.
So I've got a question for you. When you were talking about building the stages with the Marshall amps and everything like that, and really, I feel guilty for what I'm about ready to say, but nobody's talking about the roadies. Are you guys still keeping in touch with those guys? Because without those roadies setting up those stages, whoa.
We are keeping in touch with those guys. Yeah, man. You know, for me, you know, my band is essentially a trio, is how we've operated for the better part of the last couple of years. So we're super compact, and we're not to that level yet where we require a big crew. But there's definitely a couple of guys here in town that we love who have been with us and helped us out. And so it was a lot of fun, man, to ring those guys up and give them something to do on a Friday. And again, Arrow, it's just an unprecedented time. And, you know, I can't wait for the election to be over.
Yeah.
So that, you know, wherever that lands, you know, that's when I'm going to get really vocal and really involved in bringing as much attention as I can to the entertainment business, to the small venues, to the crew people. Listen, man, everybody's hurting. You know, the music business isn't special in that, you know, we're certainly not the only people suffering financially from this thing, but I don't see the infrastructure of the music business getting the attention of the support that it deserves and that it most certainly needs. And, you know, we're just going to have to get vocal about it, man. We're going to have to write letters and emails to the people in the positions of making decisions. We have to get more support for the infrastructure of our business, or it could be a very bleak landscape whenever we are able to manage this virus to the degree that we can maybe get back to work.
Somewhere along the way, we've got to go into our tax forms or whatever and call musicians essential workers so that this can't stop ever again, that no matter what, you have to keep going.
Well, I thank you for saying that, man. And I certainly feel that way, you know, about it. Unfortunately, not everybody does. And especially the times we're living in right now, there's so many polarizing issues that simply are taking precedence over the music business. And there's no changing that, certainly not between now and November the, what is it, the 2nd,
third,
the 4th, when
third.
Is third, thank you. There's no changing that, man, between now and November 3rd. And hell, you know, Arrow, we're not even going to know who won the election on November the 3rd. It's probably going to take another week or two before we know. But, you know, I appreciate what you said. Thank you.
I got to perform on my very first stage in 7 months last week, dude. I'm kind of anxious to find out how you're going to feel after your performance, because it hurt like hell the next 3 days after.
Well, again, man, we've been fortunate to my band. We've done 3 live streams already, and a couple of, actually, all 3 of them have been done from an actual recording studio. And the first couple were kind of easy because they were earlier in the summer, but the latest one we did was about, I guess, 4 or 5 weeks ago. We did my entire last album, Memoirs of an Uprising. We did the entire thing top to bottom. And, you know, 5 or 6 of those songs we had not really played live before. So we had to prep that. And then, you know, once the cameras roll and you start to perform, you want to present it like a real show. So there was all of the, you know, the intensity, and there's a cardiovascular component, you know, as you just described. Brother, I slept for 10 hours after we did that show. I can guarantee you it will be much of the same after the show tomorrow night. I'm going to have 1 very nice cold beer and I'm going straight home and I'm going to bed.
Hey, I got a sneak listen into the song, Can't Clap Any Louder. What? Wow, dude. I love the way that the vocals in the very beginning are like we're having a conversation now. And then when you open up into that chorus, holy crap.
Oh, brother, thank you so much. I'm really happy that you got to hear that song. It's, there's no big rollout or some official plan for how we're putting this music out. I can't clap any louder. I know we sent downloads of the song to the people that have pre-ordered the album.
Oh, wow.
And other than that, it's maybe been in some of the emails that I've sent around, you know, I'd have a little SoundCloud link there. So, Can't Clap Any Louder, a few people have heard, and now we're releasing the title track, Battle Lessons, officially. That's going to be up on Spotify, Apple Music, all your digital platforms tonight at midnight. So we got 2 songs out there kind of in the stratosphere, and they're both badass, man. A lot of tempo, a lot of guitars. Really proud of the lyrics in both those songs, and it's an exciting time, man. It really is.
You talk about SoundCloud and everything like that. I swear this is the very first time since the 70s or early 80s that I feel like I'm walking into Tower Records or going into a music land, because it really is about searching.
It is. It's fun like that. If you look, the music business has changed completely. And I've just refused to be one of those people on the side of complaining and reminiscing. Things change. It's the history of the world. Things always change, man. Adapt, evolve, find ways to live your life and, you know, gather the stuff that you really love. You can do that with rock music. You may have to do a little digging around. You might have to search for it. It may not be as simple as going to the cash register at Target and expect to see your favorite CD standing there next to the, you know, the chocolate bars like it used to be. You'll have to dig them up. So, but yeah, man, it's a great time in world history to be a solo artist, to be making music, to be, I don't know, man, when I left Black Star Writers 2.5 years ago, I was ready to be a full-time solo artist. I did not expect, I could not have envisioned, man, that there'd be so much positive action happening with my music, you know, just 2 short years later. So I am very grateful, Arrow, and just thrilled to be getting this music out, man.
Absolutely. Tomorrow night, they go to a special website to get those tickets. What is that website address again?
That address is damonjohnson.veeps.com. You spell Veeps, V as in Victor, E-E-P-S. You can always just go to my website as well, Arrow, to get information about the live stream or about the pre-order for the new album, damonjohnson.com. Everything's right there. All the social media links are there. By the way, Damon Johnson and the Get Ready have their very own Instagram page as of 7:30 this morning.
Oh, my God.
So it's very exciting. I think we had 12 followers right before I called you. So we're on our way, brother. We are on our way to world domination.
It's like being a kid again, isn't it?
Yes. How can you not get excited about that? You know, I mean, my two youngest kids, you know, are still at home, 12 years and 16 years old. And they were the first people I said, hey, you got to follow the Get Ready on Instagram right now. And of course, you know, to them, they just roll their eyes. It's all dad rock. Yep. It's all dad rock. This electric guitars and drums. It's like, oh, dad, you're so funny.
That's it. Well, you've got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, Damon.
Arrow, you're a pro. I've always loved your energy, man. Thank you so much for talking about all the stuff that's happening for my music, my band. I'm so proud of. Grateful to Richie Faulkner. We're just trying to feed our musical souls as best we can in this incredible year that we're living in. So thank you for having a chat with me, brother. All the best to you and your family, and I can't wait for us to get some FaceTime really soon.
We'll do some Southern barbecue.
Count on it, dude. I got the plates. I got two or three places. I know where to go.
That's awesome. Man, be brilliant today, okay?
All right, my man. You too. Take care.
That's Play It Forward. If you'd like to hear other conversations just like this, you can find them on all of my podcasts, like It's Live, Unplugged and Totally Uncut, and View from the Writing Instrument, found on every digital platform.